Tape number two.
Visitors at the tour to see mementos of the ruffled work paintings and sculptings and letters from famous people like Albert Einstein, famous presidents, kings and queens, scientists. Dr. Russell had lots of correspondence with scientists in the 20s, and there were debates in the New York Times. We've got copies of his debates that went on in the papers back then. So there's a lot here, and like I said, it's all still contemporary for the 90s. These ideas are seed ideas. When you look at fundamental knowledge, until you get it right, it's still new if you don't have it right.
So now the number for people to call for information on the home study courses or seminars, any kind of what you've given us is available to them, and I assume it's available at free of charge, and the 1-800 number, get your pencils ready, here's your knowledge for this hour, 1-800.
It not only is free of charge, do you know what? That is that university still sent to E.J. and Doris Ecker a wonderful Christmas letter thanking them for everything. And enclosed is Lau's, you know, philosophy of life. Don't you find that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find it interesting that you have a grandmother? We keep using that because it is the image that I want to project of someone who is elderly, who has had 9 children, 9, 10, 11, I don't keep up anymore, and with Shara and, you know, Luke, 12 grandchildren. And one morning, she decides that for the next 2 weeks she didn't have anything to do, I'm going to plagiarize Walter Russell's work. Now, he's never been heard of in the whole world. Nobody knows him. But she goes down and she says, well, I don't have anything to do today, so I believe I'll make Bright and Binder and everybody really pissed off. I will plagiarize his work. I'll get even with George for everything that he ever thought of doing. I will dump this on him. Doesn't sound too reasonable, does it? If you saw her collection of books, not now, because ones are very, very generous. We mention a book and they send it. And we have some precious volumes now. We have the one before it was ever published from John Sreffer, Before the Fact, and it was not copyrighted. They also were so wise that they could sort out which ones of the seminars or the home teaching courses to use, because they just happened to get the set that was without copyright. Much of Russell's work went to, I believe, Princeton University as a gift. Now I assume they have yanked that back too, to copyright. I'm going to tell the world right here, I don't care. There is no case. And if the inconvenience was worth nothing else, it was worth this program that someone will hear Walter Russell and find out something about him. Because what he was given in the scientific illumination is not all, but it is a large part of the beginning of understanding God and creation. But as was stated, Mr. Tesla said, you're going to have to lock it up for 1,000 years, brother, because they aren't going to know what to do with it out there, and they'll ruin it. And they'll hide it, and they'll destroy you along with it. And I want Binder and Greitz to tell me if this would be brought to public ears and recognition at all had we not done something. The thrust of the University of Science and Technology is philosophy. Go over and learn to meditate. And yes, they'll have some diagrams, but nobody can teach it. And you can tell from Binder's own words there, he doesn't know a hill of beans about it. And I would love to be able to confront Mr. Buchanan and say, all right, sir, I want you to tell me about the theory of light. And just what does Dr. Russell, doctor in quotes, who went to the fifth grade. I want you to tell me what is meant by this, 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 and this. Because he won't know what in the soup I'm talking about. So then maybe we can get Doris or Dr. Young to explain to him what it is that is being talked about. And we hid the fact that it was Walter Russell to the extent that under every one of those major charts it says the Walter Russell chart of elements. They didn't even look at the books. Shame. Shame upon a civilization that so carelessly handles your most gifted prophets and teachers. Shame upon a world that would destroy a Nikola Tesla for a J.P. Morgan. And if I have less than great homage and honor to ones who preside over a palace museum, I apologize to you as a civilization of man. I have missed the boat. You don't want to save yourselves. You want to make a buck. I don't care how you get the information. But there have got to be some among you who will stand up, get the information, and use it. And it's not to put the University of Science and Philosophical Technology, maybe. Will that do?
Close enough.
Because obviously one, Colonel Bogreitz, who wanted to be the president of your nation, had never heard of Walter Russell, period. Much less read any of the books. That is sad. And Doris did sit there to Timothy Buchanan. And she said, you know, Timothy, it would behoove you to read those books. I'm sure that out of 87. She just wanted to ruin Walter Russell's day. He would turn over in his humanistic grave and strike her. No such luck. You are talking about life and energy, and soul never dies. It only changes dimension. And if you think Walter Russell can't be standing right by her chair right now, it is not us that's nuts. It's you who live in the cave and are kept in the cave by the censorship laws that do this. And yet who in the hell of our group would pay the attorneys to go on and make a Scopes trial of this? Mr. Dixon hasn't read the books. Why would you expect Buchanan to? They're arguing points of case law that has nothing to do with anything except some judge ruled some way, sometime, right or wrong. So you can go from now until the world does do its flip-flop. And you won't win. They won't win. Nobody's going to win. Is it worth it? Not to my people. They've got other things to do. That is dated material, magazine quality, digests if you like, reviews if you like, call attention to the author if you like. I don't hear Eustace Mullins arguing. How else are these men going to become known? You cannot get this stuff published by the elite press. Until this came up, you could not even find those volumes except in old used bookstores where nobody wanted them anymore. They didn't understand them, and mom or dad would die and get rid of them. We've done good work. Well, are you apt to have to pay? Only in terror and pain to your soul that your civilization has reached this low. Because they can search every record anywhere. And they have chosen to settle with Mr. Green. Because he says the Eckers have millions of dollars. Well, they put EJ through the stretcher. The Eckers have zero. So what are they going to gain if they push and push and push? Settle. Settle for 42,000. Settle for 142,000. They cannot lose. Get a judgment against them. So what? If we press ahead, they'll just have to take personal bankruptcy. And they won't get it anyway. But they're welcome to it. That's what I mean by having to be willing to let go of everything for God. Because when you are willing to let go, you will wake up one morning and realize what a blessing it is that you have nothing but God. Because in that realization, you have everything, don't you? And the number one element is wisdom. Are these people being wise on Bogrites? No, they're being wise asses, wise crackers. You are not going to save this world by chiropractic, acupuncture, or herbal medicine. And somebody better wise enough. And the buck stops here. And if this pleases Mr. Gripe so that he can go on with his fight training so that everybody can shoot somebody else and buy some equipment and learn a little karate, fine. Invest in gold and trust and get it overseas. They know how to do it. They have the contacts in Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, Panama. Go ahead. Why does it annoy them? Why does it annoy them? Everybody who wants to work with them and George Green is absolutely welcome to do so. But it is not right for you of the Institute to allow the thievery of what people honestly put into your keeping. And that includes $350,000 in gold coins. Down to the $25 that those precious twin sisters send. And they will be rewarded. I promise you, they will be rewarded. But you may not let this go. Let's hear some more.
182-L-O-V-E. This is real easy to find. On the phone, that's 5683. So 1-800-882-L-O-V-E. Get a hold of Dr. Tim Binder. The receptionist will answer there, as she did when I called, at the University of Science and philosophy in Waynesboro, Virginia. It's fascinating, and we want to be able to access you again. I'm just able to locate you, Tim, and get you on the radio program these past 2 days.
That's been great. I've enjoyed talking with you,
Bill. God bless you, guy. And again, sorry about the plagiarizing of this fascinating person, Walter Russell, who truly probably was enlightened by the Creator. As a matter of fact, he told me something very interesting. He said that the only problem that Dr. Walter Russell found with the problem with creation is they left the Creator out.
Yeah,
he obviously said he was someone who believed in God.
Ideas fundamentally were not complete.
Well, this is Paul Grice. We'll be back with you on the scene Monday. We're here in Portland, Oregon. We're here for Spike. We're here under duress. We've got Clear Nation. We have.
Since you found it, our friend, KHNC Johnstown.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's all.
There's missing.
We missed something.
There is serious missing. There is the statement about, now, we just have to redo the tapes.
We'll have to get the original.
He made a direct statement about the Constitutional Law Center.
That was Paul Grice who made that statement. It was on the
first tape.
On the first tape.
On the first tape. We heard it this morning on the first tape.
We heard it?
Actually, we heard it this morning on the first tape.
Well, it may have been on the first tape. I did not hear it, and it literally should have been on the second tape. So something has happened here in the retranscribing or adding on or whatever. We did hear it. Yes, we did hear it. But it's in its wrong sequence here. I don't believe that we heard from the young man with the 22 Luger.
That's because she passed over.
All right.
She jumped over that.
Well, the point is that this young man calls in and he doesn't want to talk about this. He wants to talk about the 22 Luger handgun that he got, semi-automatic, and he wanted to talk to Grice. And this is one of Grice's favorite guns, and this is what is issued, not for killing, because a 22 caliber, you wouldn't want that, you know, for taking out men, but it's good for shooting out lights and headlights and other things when you're a good enough shot, that is. And it's excellent, you know, as far as other kinds of uses. And he himself had had a whole bunch of them, but now he'd given them away, and he uses them to teach people how to shoot and get them, you know, in the cross.
In February the 13th, 1994.
Well, I apologize, but I told you it would be one of the most important days that you will have. It's important for you to be able to listen to something and begin to really hear it. That's called awakening. You don't have...